what we tried to do working with the architects in the tanks, because we'd been fantasizing about the tanks as spaces for years, even when we could just crawl down a rickety staircase and there were still rats running around. What we wanted to do was to preserve the character of the tanks with this extraordinary atmosphere. You could still almost smell the oil, you know, these markings on the wall, the traces of the industrial history, stains, a kind of slightly dirtier feel than the white cube galleries upstairs. Each of the tanks with a slightly different character opens up extraordinary possibilities for artists because there's a magic to how they embody this history. And each of them originally housed a giant metal container for oil, which was fed in from a tanker on the Thames in a channel that went underneath the building. And these oil tanks were literally the fuel feeding the generators in the turbine hall. And I think that makes kind of a nice metaphor for how this live work and the possibility of experimenting in these spaces acts as a kind of generator for how art lives in the museum now.